The time is 6:07 on August 16, 2023, and I would like to call this regular meeting of the Veterans Advisory Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Akana?
Present.
Commissioner Belolong? For the record, Commissioner Belolong is not present. Commissioner Hooker? For the record, Commissioner Hooker is not present. Commissioner Castro?
Present.
Commissioner Pine?
Present.
Commissioner Williams?
Present.
And Commissioner Martinez?
Present.
Are there any public comments?
No, we have not received any public comments at this time.
Public comments is a section on the agenda for members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. And I know you just answered that.
Yes.
Has the secretary received any requests to speak or any comments?
No.
So now we move on to the action items. Next, we have one action item, and it's to develop and discuss Veteran of the Year program. Do we have any staff recommendation?
When you say recommendations, as in the application and the requirements for submission, or how to vote for a selected person?
Well, I know we could. It's very broad. What I wanted to discuss was how we could push out through social media. What can and cannot do, and what we plan to have that day. Like, do we want color guards, a band, you know, a plaque? And I've discussed this with Alyssa.
So you're looking for recommendation?
Any discussion?
Good. Well, for Henry Martinez, the first is the put an announcement application submission date, and then end of submission date to cover a next period of time, all right, in reference to the Veterans of the Year.
Have you looked at the application online?
Yes, I have.
It's due September 11th.
Good. I was making sure because I saw one also that said December 10th of 22, so.
Yeah, it's been updated the last couple of weeks. It's updated.
Perfect.
And I contacted the mayor's office, and he will push it out on his newsletter. I don't know when his next newsletter comes out, but
perfect.
We'd like to just keep pushing it out.
Yes.
And we realize that there's such a short period, but you know, hopefully this will kick off for next year if we make a big to-do about it in November.
Thank you, ma'am. And then the last thing I would recommend, if we, as in advertisement, would be on the city website, and would that be allowed to be posted on other social media platforms?
It's currently online,
right,
through our Veterans Advisory, but I don't know if it's allowed to be on like on the front page or.
So after our discussion, I did speak with Communications Department, and we do have a Veteran Advisory Commission webpage, which is allowed to put a blurb of whomever wins the title or assumes the title for Veteran of the Year. That is a go. I was also informed that we are allowed to request from the Communications Department for a press release, which I gave everybody the copy of. So this is a copy of what the Communications Department sends out, and they also said that this gets sent to all media outlets that they are in connection with. This is normally sent out via the city employees, but it'll also get the word out so every department within the city can spread the word. This was just a version of the one they had sent pre-COVID. So the verbiage maybe need to be updated a little bit, but we are able to request this being sent out as soon as possible via email, as well as a newsletter that Communications Department also handles. I believe that is the one that is connected to the media.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies. This newsletter or the press release is for the entire city of Chula Vista and the employees so that they are aware and can spread the word with their friends and family.
So all the employees of the Chula
Yes,
Vista.
Yes.
That's
good. So I did find those out, as well as the city council. We were speaking about that, but that I think is for after selections have been made.
Did you find out if we're allowed to, like, if I posted it on Nextdoor, on my Instagram
you,
or Facebook?
And yes, communications did verify that you are allowed to promote and advertise the Veteran of the Year process on your personal social media accounts. It is allowed.
All right, that was my next question. Am I allowed to put it on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Nextdoor?
Yes.
I've written the same question. So from my account, is that okay?
Yes.
private Henry Martinez?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And Commissioner Pine, you're involved with a lot of veterans organization, right?
I am, as a matter of fact. I'm on my way from here to go to the board of directors for the military women across the nation.
Would you be able to, you know, share the news about our application?
I absolutely have been. In fact, one of the Veterans of the Year is Shirley, who is one of our members and runs the Pillow Project out at the Lindbergh Field Airport.
So are we able to send the application to all the commissioners? Are we able to email them the application, or we have to just go online and get it?
It's online.
Okay. They can just get
it'd be a submission online, and then the city of Chula Vista would get the collection of the applications for us to review, correct?
Right. To address you, Commissioner Williams, I can send an email to all of you that has the attachments, if in case it's a little easier to just have a PDF version of it. I can do that. Or like the commissioner kind of said, it is on the website, public website, that you can grab as well. And going from there, whoever does submit the applications on there, they will send it to our veteran commission email, which I have access over. So essentially, they will come to me. And then after September 11th, when the deadline passes, our following meeting in October, we can have all the applications ready to review, and then however the selection may go, can go from there.
Yeah. The reason I was asking if it could be sent to us, I think it was just easier if we wanted to send it to different organizations and we have it already, if we wanted to email it to somebody.
A PDF works fine?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I can write that down and send it to you guys.
Okay. Or just send the link.
Yeah.
I'll do both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be
great.
Commissioner, I have a question on that. I know that it's on the website. I can't recall. Is it a fillable form?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be easier to do it and, like you said, email it with the website and have it fillable automatically?
But they have to send in two photos.
But if it's on the website and it's fillable, then their Privacy Act data doesn't get compromised by emailing it back and forth.
That's correct. That's a good
so
point.
I'm not into emailing attachments with people's privacy data.
Okay.
SPII.
Well, they will send that to staff.
Still, isn't mm-hmm. Privacy Act data should not be transmitted via email.
Right. She's saying that have the personnel for the submission enter via the website.
That's what I'm saying. Do it live on the
yes,
website
yes.
because it's a fillable form.
Yes.
My esteemed commissioner over here said, let's send out the PDF. The PDF as an attachment is not a fillable form.
Okay.
So there's a little danger. We've got to be real careful to explain that
Pretend.
Here's a copy of the form, mm-hmm. print it off, fill it out, and then go to the website and transpose your data.
And
that might be a better way to do that.
And then shred the application.
Or they could walk it in, right?
Yes.
Or mail it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Commissioner Pine. I'm not too sure if the application off of the website is fillable at this moment. I believe it's an older version that was not, so it might just be a printable at the time. Since the application window now that we have for this first time is short, it might take too long to fix it with the city website. I could be wrong. We can look into it. But if somebody is uncomfortable with the email, via email, they can walk it in since they should be local. You can just give them the address that we have here. And the liaison and I work in the building, so it should be quite simple to just turn it in person if that's preferable.
May I make a suggestion? If it is not, and you evaluate this and find it's not fillable
mm-hmm.
online and it's not secure with SSL, put a disclaimer on it and say, don't transmit this data. If you fill in the form and transmit that data, you may be compromising your own personal data.
Is there any more discussion about how we promote them then? Because, you know, I'd like to move on to also, what do you want? How do you see the event going on in November?
So it's going to take place
hopefully at City Council meeting. I just spoke to the staff there, and we just have to put it on the agenda.
Yeah, I like the idea of having a plaque.
Well, we discussed that too. Like, where does that money come from to
yeah.
have a plaque? I think there's something in the budget somewhere miscellaneous that would pay for a $30 plaque.
Yeah, we, Commissioner Akana and I were discussing that there is no budget. Fundraising is not allowed. I'm not sure if anybody's able to donate out of their own money expenses to buy a plaque or whatever else would be wanting to get be given to the Veteran of the Year. I can kind of dive more into that if there's more ideas of what would want to be given. So I have specific items that I can ask about besides the plaque, the for now.
What did the board do in the past to have some kind of funding? That's a really good question. If we wanted to do anything,
minimum a certificate?
That's
budget.
With the mayor?
We can print a certificate. Okay. I think that's easy.
What did they do in the past?
Well, in this, it says that they get a brick inscribed with the name of the veteran on the Walk of Honor, so I'm wondering who paid for that. If we're going to do a certificate, I'm backtracking a second, I can do any kind of printing that we need. I'm happy to just donate that.
We can, okay.
But, you know, whether it's a plaque, okay. Again, what have they done in the past? I can ask the previous awardee what she got and what happened there. I would be a little concerned about just buying a plaque and setting a precedent, because then what do we do next year?
Yeah.
And what does it look like? I mean, it goes back to the question about business cards. Are we authorized to use the city logo? Well, if we do a plaque, can we use a city logo on the plaque? Or if I do up a certificate for somebody, can we use a city logo? I mean, all those questions have to, I think, be asked and answered. So I'm happy to help, but I don't want to do anything that's untoward.
So those are the questions we need to pose. So one is authorization to use the logo on if it's a plaque or a certificate. That's one. Two, what donations or can what entity can donate towards a plaque? And then three, the expectations for the follow-on years in presenting the an award. Can we continue on receiving donations to continue providing a said plaque?
But yeah, this just says a prominent Walk of Honor walkway paved with bricks.
But that's a good question.
Who pays for that? Does the city pay for that? Do you know?
Don't know.
Just that's near my house. That's why I'm gonna go look at that and see what it looks like. Cause that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. It's a huge honor to have that permanent.
Is it possible to have a sample of how it looked like? Do we have one already before?
I could go down there and take a picture.
Yeah, we could do
next month.
We'll walk together.
That's really nice. I think I'd rather have that than a certificate.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on the press release. So you confirm that before we send out the press release?
Yes, and Commissioner Arcana, if you do happen to go and take a picture, if you do email it to me, then I can share it with the group just to have an idea of what it looks like, and then grab it from there for our next meeting discussion.
Commissioner Pine?
So I have another question. Thinking of presentations without any funding, why couldn't we also make the day in honor of that person? Because the mayor can proclaim X day, John Smith Day as Veteran of the Year. That's easy, it's cheap, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really cool certificate. Mm-hmm. I've done that many times. And it's very meaningful when you say, yeah, I'd rather have that than a certificate. A lot of people really want that on their wall. And that'd be really cool to have the mayor and your name, and you can frame it and be
proclamation.
Proud of that.
Yeah. I received one in 2010. They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
So does there any benefits come with that, or just
no? Just a
it's
day.
Your name
it's
is
just
on
an
it.
Honor.
It's cool. Yeah.
So
I'm
a cool
it's an honor to
certificate.
Be nominated.
Mm-hmm. So
yes.
we could request that. Can we request like color guards or
something?
I don't know who the city uses. Do you know?
Is it ours?
Sanders?
No, I don't know how to call you.
Liaison.
Big guy. Hey, big guy.
Yeah.
The question was, does the city have...
Do they have a set group of people they use for color guards? Or is it Boy Scout, Girl Scout? Is it
for
veterans?
Color guard? Typically, they've asked the fire department to help out with that. And I can't imagine we'd say no. So just based on availability and, give folks an invite and proper heads up to plan for it, usually no problem.
Ma'am, Commissioner, for that as well, the ComNav Region Southwest has a underguard as well. All we do have to do is just a special request.
For which organization?
The military active duty.
So it's up to us to decide who.
Yep.
Well, first you have to ask the city.
Yeah, city first, right?
What about the junior ROTC? You can also think about involving the kids, and I mean, that would be good too.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yes.
Commissioner Pine?
So yes, along those same veins, each school will have their own, whether it's a ROTC or everybody. We typically, from the military women across the nation, use women. So we use the SDSU. This year, the Chula Vista Veterans Parade on
November 3rd
is from, looks like the Veterans School. And there's a point of contact here named Erica Gregg, who's the principal of Veterans Elementary. Wouldn't that be cool if we could get the elementary students to get involved somehow and incorporate that with the parade? Why couldn't we put that Veteran of the Year in the parade?
I personally don't have a preference, so you guys have great ideas.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all this free kind of stuff really does a lot for one's morale.
Yes. Right.
And then more people will see it and say, wow, that's the Veteran of the Year. Oh, ooh, how do I do that?
Yeah.
Everybody knows a veteran.
A parade?
Yeah.
Well, we could have that person be part of the November 3rd parade of honor our Veterans Parade in Chula Vista that have been running for 17 years. So that's the same way?
16 years.
Well,
this is the 16th.
I say 17 because we had virtual.
It's our first commission fight.
But yeah, it'll be on Otay Ranch, so it is part of Chula Vista as opposed to going to, you know, somewhere outside the Chula Vista area. That, I think, would be really special. And then we also have the colleges. I know Sweetwater and Southwestern College have a very strong veterans presence. I'm a Sweetwater student, and I'm a Southwestern College student.
Does staff happen to know the date of the city council meeting in November?
Was it November 11th?
Is it? Is that a holiday?
That's
for the city council meeting?
It's November.
Is it usually on a Tuesday, right?
The 11th is a Saturday.
Oh, so it's not on the 11th. That I am unsure of. The parade, Commissioner Martinez, you said it was the 3rd?
It's on a Friday, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's on the 3rd.
November 3rd on a Friday.
So that might be the only issue. If it's the city council, it's probably going to be after the 3rd of when the person is announced.
Oh.
So.
That's true. It'd probably be after that.
That was an idea. Don't have to follow.
Okay, we have great ideas. We can't take up the whole hour of city council meetings. Well, you know, we'll request that and make sure we're on the agenda. Does anyone have any other questions? So we have the presentation. It's just that
16.
We just have to market them. We have to get a good number of applications. And you could nominate yourself, all the people here.
Yeah, no.
You could nominate your spouse.
You do have the flyer, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Just making sure.
Thanks for asking.
So for our next meeting, we'd be meeting and discussing the applications, right? September?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It'll be the 20th.
And do you know what the process of that? Do we all just read it and then just
vote on it?
Anonymously, or do we discuss the applicant?
It's purely on the commission, so however you want to approach the selection process, unless you want to discuss it now, as far as what will happen.
The criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have time. Is there a top criteria you'd like to think that you'd want this person to represent Chula Vista as a veteran?
What's the scoring criteria they've used in the past?
Chula Vista residents.
That's what we need to find out. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
So for sure, Chula Vista residents.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's
Ariana.
It's Ariana.
Yeah.
And No, it's the resident or significant support to the community.
Mm-hmm. You have to have stated somewhere.
It's in there. It's in the application.
Good.
We don't have any senior commissioners here that could tell us.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we got to do a lot of homework still in reference to the criteria.
So, Commissioner Pine, I can ask the previous secretary, who still works within the city, if they recall any criteria that was given during the selection process, and then that way, when I find out, I can send it via email, so it's before the next meeting, just so it's in everybody's memory of what will be looked at when the applications are passed out.
Because I imagine if you don't win it this year, someone else could nominate you the next year. And maybe we can't have two winners at all. Like, someone can't win every year, the same person. The basic criteria.
Do you want me to read the criteria that exists right now?
Yes. It's in the application.
On the application?
Yeah,
it's not the application, it's the eligibility online. Must have been honorably discharged from U.S. military service, employed within or a resident of the Chula Vista, who has made significant contributions to the community since military service. Emphasis should be placed on the veteran's accomplishments that support the nominating organization's service to the community, individual efforts to the local community, and support of the veterans community of San Diego at large.
So I just think it's very... yes.
And people have won it multiple years in a row. Mm-hmm. And I'd really like to suggest that we not wait till the meeting and then try to review them and read them and discuss them, because that would be like a 10-hour meeting.
Well, I'm hoping we get at least 10 applications.
Okay, 20-hour meeting. Is there a way to disseminate those, or to maybe have us come pick up a packet or something? So
I'm glad
we can
you
read
said
them
that,
ahead of us.
Because we cannot email them.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Or you can email them and password protect it, but that's just hard for some people to understand, so I want to go to the easiest point of impact here.
To answer your question, Commissioner Pine, I guess it'll depend on after the 11th, when the deadline passes, I can count how many applications were received, let the commissioners all aware of the number, and then go from there, whether I print out packets that can be reviewed, or email them depending on the size that we have, and then go from there so that they can be reviewed personally before gathering, so everyone has their own thoughts about the criteria and the applicants that can be ready for discussion by the time the meeting comes.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. So the deadline of the 11th of September, mm-hmm. you will know, and that can coincide with the announcement for the following meeting for us, mm-hmm. and let us know we got X number of applicants. I'll have the packets available for you to pick up or whatever, and then please tell all of us, please read them and review them in advance of arrival at the meeting. Mm-hmm.
So I sit on a lot of scholarship committees where we read like 80 applicants. So when we come to the meeting, we have our top five, and then we number them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we discuss it, and we
right.
see how many people have the same common
yep.
student. So for us veterans, that makes it easier for us to go faster.
Yeah. Top five. Pick
yeah.
the top five.
Hopefully we have more than five. Yeah.
Well, top five. So
and then when
ten,
you talk
five.
To the secretary that did this before, perhaps they have a checklist and a scoring sheet, and that way we're all comparing apples and apples, and we don't have our own individual prejudices here.
Scoring sheet.
Commissioner O'Connor.
And the other one. I'm sorry. No,
you too.
Go ahead.
You guys talk at the same time.
The same minds.
Okay.
So just in addition to, because I didn't hear it on the criteria, right? You know, we want to make sure it's either added or we could discuss about it. The nomination provides all the information to us or to them to show type of discharge. Please include a copy of a DD-214 with the SSN redacted.
Wow.
That's what I would like to add to that.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I didn't hear it.
No, I mean, I don't think it's on the...
So that's my criteria.
Oh, that's your criteria?
That I would like to submit to the board.
But the application has been out already online.
True. I'm just saying, how do we validate the person as a veteran?
What if we go through this process and we select them? Do they have to do an interview? Maybe we can have them come in for an interview or see if they can come to the meeting and give them 5 minutes or whatever.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
To the October meeting?
September meeting.
September meeting?
Well, I think
we have to work this all in September.
Before we can have them, so it has to be the October meeting.
It has to be probably the October meeting.
Why? They can just hang out. Just say, hey, our meeting starts at 6. Can you be there at 6:30?
Because I don't think it'll take us 30 minutes to just... Oh,
okay,
you mean
6:15, whatever.
You want us to listen to them before we decide.
And they can bring their DD-214 with them. Or proof.
But if the next meeting we come in with our five top, don't we have to discuss those first before we contact those two people to come?
Unless we do it all through email before we then...
That's all, you know, just to reduce the communication between...
Right.
Staff, us, and everything.
Can I understand here? We're talking about not doing anything. We're doing dark October, right?
We are.
So then why wouldn't they come to the October meeting?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
We could they come to the October meeting. Yes.
She said that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And they're going to have their ID card. So we don't need a DD-214. That's just another system of records you got to account for. You don't want that.
So hopefully we'll get the applications, and then we all decide our top five. We discuss it in September. We pick the top two, and then we interview them in October. Is that how you guys want to do that?
So how would we verify them?
She was saying their ID card, but I still like the DD-214.
We said honorable.
That's right, honorable. And your ID card doesn't say honorable.
Yeah.
We can ask them to bring it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's important.
Because this is a big deal.
Yes. That has to be verified.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. Do we have to make a motion for that? Or are we just going to see?
Yeah. Good.
So my other question is, did you make me forget my question?
Oh, man.
We were saying, I'll get back with you on that one. It'll come back
to you. It'll come back to you.
Yeah. Was about a requirement. Oh, that they couldn't be nominated again. It's too late to put it on this year's, but next year we can add it that they can't be nominated again.
No, they can't
two
win
weeks,
2 years in
2 years in a row.
Why?
No, that's what I'm asking.
They have
yeah,
been.
We were talking, yes, but we're talking
so
about
we're change
if
it
we want to change it.
Can we maybe... go through this process first and see if we even get nominees.
Well, there's nothing wrong with discussing it for the
yeah.
just for the upcoming because it was brought up. And so I was thinking that was, I think that's fair to give somebody else a chance too. So they wait at least a year
yeah.
for
oh, yeah.
another person too.
Mm-hmm. Because we might get an application from someone who just won a few years ago. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would submit they have more data.
Two or three.
Yeah.
We can decide that before the next one, whether we want to wait two or three, have them wait 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
or 2 years.
Along that same vein, I want to make sure that we're talking the same language here. So if we're waiting for an extra year, I would like to state for the record that I'm more interested in what they've done that year than if they won it last year. So that has to be balanced. Their contributions could be significant that year after or while they were the veteran of the year, such that they merit that. And to discount somebody because they won it last year against people that may not be as competitive or supportive of the Chula Vista community, I think that might be putting us into a corner.
Well, they can do it for the next year, though. They can still use all that for the next year.
Then they'd have their name multiple times in the bricks.
Yeah. Perfect, just like they have now.
Have you seen it there?
I'm looking at it.
No, the bricks.
Oh,
I wonder
yeah.
if they really followed through and did the bricks.
No, they don't all have them.
What? They don't have the names on the bricks?
They don't all have names on the bricks. These names don't all match the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was an automatic thing. somehow they did it, and the former secretary would be able to provide me that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go there and check off all the names I see on this list and see if they're there. You live around the corner, too.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So
and then we can make sure those names get on there.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that. So the list of people that are not there, how do we make sure they're there?
You can let me know off your list.
They should be there. Mm-hmm. If we promoted it that way, and this is an old press release that they sent, then it should have fought. Someone should have called through. But I guess because of COVID, I could understand. And maybe there was a lapse, but to make sure they're there. And then hopefully we could invite those people, the previous winners, to the city council meeting.
That would be great to have a group picture.
That would be cool.
Yeah, so we needed this board, I would say, to correct that action.
Absolutely. Are we voting on anything? Are we good?
There's no action items to vote on. I mean, there's nothing that we...
Any new business?
So you think there's a criteria or a scoring thing? If there's not, then we'll still bring our top five, and then we'll discuss it. There might be something that's important to me.
Yes.
And there might be something important to you, and then we discuss it.
And then we'll vote on
top two to come to October for meeting.
For the final interview?
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any more discussion about what we decided? The presentation, proclamation, bricks, everything, and then our social media, send it out. And I guess we could go to the next item. Staff comments.
No.
And then we for November, we should all try to make sure we can come to the event.
Well, hopefully all of us. Well, that's a good photo op for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So nothing from you?
Just happy to be here.
Can I go back to what you just said? The November event, what event would that be?
The city council meeting.
Okay. And that's what date?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
It's not on the calendar.
When is it?
It'll
normally?
Be a Tuesday night, though, right?
Yeah, Tuesday night, 5 o'clock. It's always a Tuesday night, 5 o'clock, but I don't know which Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, it wouldn't be the first or the second, because that's election day. So, the third. And then Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Powers of deduction.
Ooh. Might be a Christmas present, huh?
Well, it's going to be on the calendar, whether November or December, but it'd be nice because it's veterans and Mayor McCann's really excited about having this since he's a veteran.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited. Staff comments?
Mm-hmm.
Well, chair comments, I just want to welcome Commissioner Martinez and Commissioner Castro to the commission. I hope you enjoy working with us. We're all very laid back, and I love to hear discussion. And this is one thing I know Commissioner Pine says in the past they haven't done anything, but my goal is to get this done by the end, get something done. So this was my goal, to get this pushed through Veteran of the Year. And I think it's just sounding bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, sounds great.
Commissioner, I'll help you to achieve your goal.
Okay. is that your, okay, Commissioner's comments.
There you go. Here's support.
He said he's going to walk with you already, so
yes.
He's going to go look at the bricks.
So, Commissioner, comments, would you like to hear a little bit about Commissioner Castro?
I'm just, happy to get involved in my community. I have my daughter who's in the Navy right now, and so, she's a youngster.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to get as much knowledge to also contribute to her success in the military.
Is she based here?
No, she's actually just finishing up with boot camp, and then she's going to go to, she's just starting, and then she's going to go to Pensacola to do her school, and then after after that we'll know where she's going to station. But she's my big baby, so and keeping her motivated for sure.
I lived in Pensacola. Well, my husband was in flight school, so I know how it was
there. Yes. Well, I have a couple of trips planned to go see her, but you know, we'll see. Yeah.
Commissioner Martinez?
Thank you, ma'am. Henry Martinez here from El Paso, Texas. Joined the Navy when I was 17 years old. I retired in 2018, 32 years total years of service. I was enlisted for 16 years, and I was an officer for 16 and a half years. And I wish I was still in the Navy. Now here I am. I've been coordinating, co-founder of the Honor of Veterans Parade in Veterans Elementary Chula Vista with Dr. Hernandez. She had just passed away, and now working with Principal Greg, Erica Greg, and helping her finalize this year's Veterans Parade, November 3rd.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, ma'am.
Isn't that what they say on the ship?
Yes.
Oh, you guys?
Well, my husband's a Marine, so we didn't
have to break a champagne bottle over. So different.
Ow. Commissioner Williams or Commissioner Pine, do you have any comments?
Yeah. I just was curious to see if we're doing anything. We had talked about the Veterans Day Parade, since apparently there's not a citywide parade. Do we want to do anything to support the Veterans Elementary one or get involved at all?
I'm glad you bring that up, ma'am. I'm glad.
I'm surprised
because,
you didn't.
No, because I was just trying to make sure, in reference to ethics, I know we were talking about ethics. So the thing is, this year I would like to have our the 16th annual, it's a tradition for the Veterans Elementary. I know Mary Salas in 2010, I couldn't find a transcript, and they couldn't find it either. That it was adopted in 2010 as a city parade, and then it fell off. So now that we have Mayor John McCann, I would like to bring it up to the city council, maybe through our board here as a recommendation, if Chula Vista could adopt it as their official Veterans Parade. Since San Diego has the biggest parade in the county, and it's on Veterans Day. The reason why we have it the week before Veterans Day is we start the season of celebrating and honoring veterans at Veterans Elementary. To this day, full circle, kids with master's degrees come up to me and say, from San Diego State University, they went to that school, said that was a great memory for them, and they truly understand the meaning of being a veteran or supporting a veteran. Not included just a veteran, it was the first responders and police force. So they thanked me when I was in my daughter's graduation receiving at SCSU. Her classmates, they remember that parade. So it was full circle.
Who funds that?
It's all school funding, at height from the school and between the city. Some think it's waived, some people donate some money here and there.
Just hearing parade and thinking, for my two cents here, I guess I do have some comments, Commissioner. Is that didn't we just reintroduce the Starlight Parade?
Yes.
Come back
this
so
year.
I don't know if the Veterans Commission would like some part of that or maybe consider that for something.
Oh,
Starlight Parade. I think it's December 3rd. I want to say it was early December.
We could have the honor of veteran nominee. The winner could be part of that parade.
But a lot of folks involved. Uh-huh. Chance for some exposure and.
There you go. That'd be great. I would like to have a banner. We could go and walk that
banner. Parade. With but what fund?
Donation, if allowed.
I don't know.
We can't solicit, but we can receive.
That's correct.
So if we put this out on social media and say we can't solicit funds, but we can receive.
Yeah.
Your face, like.
We just need to make sure we abide by the rules.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's what we pose the question.
Yes.
The rules.
Rules.
We don't know what the banner should say, you know, what could go on the banner.
Right.
The secretary will look into that.
Thank you, ma'am. You're important.
The liaison thanks you. Are we doing third person?
For the record.
Commissioner Sanders, a great point. Thank you for bringing that up because it was on the news as well. So
yeah.
The Starlight Parade is an amazing parade, and it brings Chula Vista together. Oh, my God, you've seen
yeah.
smiles off of it.
A lot of eyeballs on things, you know.
Yes.
So that opportunity for us, if the exposure is something we're looking for, is an opportunity for sure.
That's correct. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I have no further comments for the group.
Any other comments?
I just wanted to welcome you guys.
Thank you.
And
thanks for joining us.
Pensacola was not my first, but my second duty station. What is your daughter going to school for?
She's an AO, I believe.
And I lived in Pensacola, so.
Yeah, I've never been to Florida, so.
You'll love it.
Hot.
Hot.
I've heard so many different things, but.
Okay, where you go.
Yeah, she actually got injured while she was in boot camp, so that delayed her a little bit.
Yeah, go through that.
Tell her that's okay. She got time.
I
thought she was coming home, to be honest. I said, oh my gosh, that's it for her, you know, but she toughed it out, and now they just notified me that she's on her way to finish up her boot camp, so that's kind of great. And I'm like, hey, we're all rooting for you.
That's
so
horrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's stuck it out.
Tell you, she's got the Veterans Commission.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, thank you
six new supporters.
Thank you. I'm writing to her every week and making sure that she gets.
Those letters are important.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't get a letter, you cry.
I'm.
Everybody got a letter for
me. My mother has those letters, I said to her, since I was 17 years old. She's had them in a little box.
Yeah.
She says, yeah.
It's just so many things that happen through that. You know, she's always been at home, so there's been a lot of growth, you know, for both of us, I think. And every time I talk to her, she just sounds like a different person, you know, but it makes me admire her even more. Oh, I'm going to cry. It's just I'm overwhelmed with pride, you know.
I did
I'm just
my job.
So proud.
Very cool.
I'm seeing the results.
Good job.
Thank you.
On a practical note, make sure as you're watching her go through her career that this incident and every other incident affecting her body and her health is documented fully.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And you say yes, but it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I think that a lot of people have actually came and, talked to her about that,
yes.
Making sure, because the people that didn't know, they were telling her, don't say anything, you know, so when she told me, I said, absolutely not, you have to go through every single process and document everything, because a lot of people did give me advice on that, so she knows, I think.
Commissioner Pine, great advice, because retirement, notice I went through the process. A lot of friends went through the process, and the Navy does not screen for cancer. So I have 7 friends of mine that passed away 1 year to the date, stage 4 cancer, after retirement. And they got diagnosed 3 months post-Navy, post-retirement.
That's insane.
That's where I know you from. Yeah. Oh, that's where.
From the Veterans Bureau.
Yes.
Yes. The memorial.
Yes.
Thank you for the person bringing the seeds all the time.
Happy to be
here.
That's
why I looked at you
with
like
my fingers.
Well, they were a hit last time, so I just figured we'd go back to the well. So
yes.
You can count on
Thank
C's candy
you.
For these meetings until otherwise. If we want to switch it up, we'll figure something else out. But.
Josh.
Any more comments?
Like the holidays.
Sorry. We'd like to make sure we honor the veterans as well for the fire departments as well.
We have a number of them, and I was thinking about that when we were talking about our honor guard. It's mostly populated with our veterans.
And
so we can. That's
cool.
A double dip for us, you know.
I know we invited the chief for the honor of veterans parade, Chula Vista, but we keep on, you know, for the ones that fall in. I know some have a memorial or a picture.
Mm-hmm.
If you all want to walk with.
Thank you.
Remember, I'm a person that never forgets. The one that lost and paid the ultimate price. We always, every year, I go visit a young Marine from Chula Vista at his plot.
Ah, okay.
He's
cool.
From Chula Vista, Marine, and he's a Purple Heart, and Peralta.
Yeah, I think we have all branches of the military represented
in
our department, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah.
So there's at least 5 nominees for Veteran of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I would, just as a personal note, not to say they're not deserving, but because I sit on this board, it may look a little self-serving if we're getting a firefighter up there first. And so I'd love to see. There's so many deserving folks in town. And
we can nominate.
Yeah, you can nominate them. But
give us a list.
If the first winner out of this Veterans Commission is a firefighter, and it's the first year of the fire department being the liaison, that's not a good look for us.
So
I would humbly request we there's a many, many other deserving people. Down the line, of course.
They could be the honor guard.
Just looks a little self-serving on its surface.
I get it.
Maybe not the look we're looking for.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that.
I get it.
Yeah.
We don't want to give no room to even appear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know if we're going to, I forgot to ask, if we're going to look at these with the names didactic?
Redacted?
Oh, redacted.
That I do not know.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You can arrange that.
Yes.
I will arrange.
Yes.
The secretary will arrange that.
The well, dude
good
it's
job,
like,
secretary.
I feel like it's like,
for the record.
Okay. For the record, yes.
For the record.
All right.
Yeah.
Remember, you're
redact.
You're the hammer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The time is 6:53, and I'm adjourning this meeting to the regular meeting on September 20, 6 p.m.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody.